Have you ever seen, you wonder how some of these prophets of these ancient societies got into the states of altered consciousness? Were they able to have a vision or something? They did it through drugs, brethren. It's just that, you know, it's become a very sophisticated business nowadays. Drugs is nothing new. As long as there's been a way for people to get away from their problems and to escape and to deaden pain, drugs have been around, brethren. Okay? And if there's anyone who listens to this tape at some point, or the CD, you know, you're not unique if you have that problem. I'm not excusing it. I'm not saying it's a good thing or it's a light thing, but you're not unique. And it can be overcome. You can overcome it and you will overcome it. But it's a matter of will and it's a matter of relying on Yahweh's Holy Spirit. You have to rely on Yahweh's Holy Spirit. We'll get to that in just a little bit. For all these things. Okay, Deuteronomy 18:10. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who casts a spell, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. And all these things are linked together, brethren. Okay? This whole idea of the spirit realm and altering your mind and consciousness and all this business, and a lot of this New Age stuff and crystals and communicating with this, and, you know, and Shirley MacLaine and the stuff she was dealing with and all that business, you know. Sorry, Shirley. Ain't going to happen. Doesn't work. The only spirit you need to be tuned into is Yahweh's Holy Spirit. Because that's the only spirit that is legitimate. That is the only spirit. And you don't get it through drugs. You get it through prayer, humility, and by obeying Yahweh. And that's how Yahweh's Holy Spirit will come to you. Let's also look very quickly at 2 Chronicles 33. 2 Chronicles 33, verse 6. This is speaking of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah. You know, Hezekiah was a great king. He really did make a strong effort to reform Israel, and to or Judah rather, and to get them out of the idolatry that they had been steeped in. But there had been so much damage done already, and the influences were incredible against them. Much like our day, brethren, we are fighting against a tidal wave of immorality and idolatry, brethren. Believe it. Believe it. He made his sons, verse 6, 2 Chronicles 33, 6, he, Manasseh, he made his sons pass through the fire in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, and he practiced witchcraft using divination, practiced sorcery, and dealt with mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the sight of Yahweh, provoking him to anger. And then it goes on to talk about the idolatry that he engaged in. He was a pretty evil king. And he had a period of repentance there, but for the most part, he had been a pretty evil king. And this was part of the reason why. We can't dabble in those kinds of things, brethren. And nowadays, you have all kinds of things. You know, I mentioned the New Agey type stuff, but you also have things bordering on the occult. And this inclination that young people have, especially to occultism, and through rock music, certain types of rock music, not all, but certain types of rock music, and certain types of movies, and certain types of New Age types of things, and you know, you really got to be extremely careful, brethren. Okay, and some of these things take subtle forms. Okay, you ever heard of Wiccans? You ever heard of Wiccans? Anybody? Show of hands. Wiccans. Okay, you know what a Wiccan is? If you haven't heard of it, the Wiccans present themselves as nature lovers, and you know they're into something like New Age type stuff. A Wiccan is a witch, brethren. Okay, you can put it in whatever terminology that you want to. But if you are a Wiccan, you are practicing witchcraft. And if you're practicing any of these New Age things, and I keep mentioning the crystals, I don't know why, maybe because I can't think of the other examples at the moment, but, you know, the Age of Aquarius and the astrology and all that business, you are dabbling in divination, witchcraft, and sorcery. Don't do it, because it's not going to get you anywhere except into a connection to the spirit world, and I don't mean Yahweh's Holy Spirit. Okay, continuing. Enmities. I'm going to take enmity, strife, and jealousy in the same breath. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 3, we'll begin reading with verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual men, but as to men of flesh, as to infants in Messiah. I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able, for you are still fleshly. For since there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not fleshly, and are you not walking like mere men? For one says, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos. Are you not mere men? What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as Yahweh gave opportunity to each one. And he goes on speaking from there. So apparently there was some kind of enmity and strife and jealousy, because they were taking factions, taking sides and cliques. You know, I can't. That's one of the things that I can't stand in any group or organization or cliques. And you know what I mean by a clique? You know, little groups that get together in a corner and they're better than everybody else and they eat together and to the exclusion of everybody else. And you know, and these ones sing nice and these ones talk nice and these ones. Okay, you remember cliques when you were in school, right? They existed then, right? All the popular ones, the jocks hung out together and the pretty girls hang out together and everyone else is a dog, right? And the jocks, if you're not a jock, then you're a nerd, right? And all these little categories that make people, you know, they bully people and put them all into these, in these little boxes. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. And that's probably the harmless stuff, even though, honestly speaking, it really isn't, as we saw by some of the school shootings and things that, you know, cannot be excused by things like that, but certainly those things contributed to that. Okay, so...